Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our Badger Insider from BadgersInsider.com. You can follow him on Twitter at The Badger Nation. He is Ben Wargle. Ben, good morning. What's going on?
Hi, Ben.
Good morning, guys.
Ben, a fourth loss. They just keep stacking up, and it was their underdogs going into Penn State, but what was your thoughts on that one last Saturday?
Kind of a tease to start with, you know. I mean, Wisconsin with a great defensive stop at the beginning of the game, and then they go three plays, 79 yards, Jonathan Taylor with a 71-yard run. You go, hey, you know, this could be something here today. And then they turn back into a pumpkin, really, offensively. I mean, Jonathan Taylor is having a spectacular year, and no one's really talking about because of all the problems, all the ineptness of this offense. You look at the play of Jack Cohn, and he's kind of been thrown into a tough situation. There's no doubt about it, but it's like Wisconsin's Brett Hundley issue a little bit, you know? I mean, you have your backup quarterback come in, and the offense doesn't look anywhere near like it should, and the quarterback is not playing up to any kind of level of expectations. He's not playing well at all. Defensively, they're playing their butts off. I mean, they're doing a lot of really good things, but their margin for error is so small because this offense just doesn't have any punch with the current quarterback situation. So it's frustrating, I know, for a lot of Wisconsin fans, and injuries have really hampered this season. But, you know, Jack Cohn just hasn't come in. He just hasn't played well enough to give Wisconsin a chance to win some of these games.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you on Jack Cohn. You can't just expect a guy with as little experience as he has to go out there and just make big play after big play. But the one thing that can at least give you the opportunity to make a good pass is to have an offensive line that can protect you. And I was just disgusted with the way the offensive line played. For a group of guys that were on the cover of Sports Illustrated at the beginning of the year, Ben, do you feel like this offensive line can be characterized as an overrated line?
Well, you have to. I mean, they have not been the dominant force that they were all perceived to be with. You know, they talk about all these All-Americans coming back and you know, Bo Benchwall and David Edwards and Michael Deere all turning down the draft to come back for one more year. And you know, they did not start the year off well. And you know, we found out later that David Edwards was playing with an injured right arm, and he's questionable again this week. We'll find out a little bit more today kind of what his status is. But I'm guessing he will still be questionable going into this weekend. But they really started off the year slow. I thought the BYU game was kind of a really shocking moment where the offensive line was just not its expected dominant self. And then starting with the Iowa game, you start to see some improvement. And after the bye week, I thought they had a really good stretch of games where they played well. The game in Michigan, I thought, was one of their better games, even though they didn't win. I thought the protection against the Michigan front was good. The quarterback play just wasn't good that game. But they took like 10 steps backwards against Penn State. I mean, Penn State's front just dominated them in every aspect. You know, Robin Windsor, the Fond du Lac native who picked Penn State over Wisconsin, had a field day. Their edge rushers had a tremendous job. And I think the real disgusting thing for a lot of Wisconsin fans was when the Badgers needed to put a drive together to get some momentum back, and the offensive line had three false start penalties in a four-play period by three different guys. I mean, that just shows a lack of discipline, a lack of preparedness. And it's just one of those situations that you don't ever expect from a veteran offensive line. Especially, I mean, I get there on the road, and I get that it's loud on the road, but that was not a loud, deafening environment on Saturday for that team. And you know, it's just been a comedy errors for this offense, because a group that was expected to just set all these records this year has come nowhere close to reaching half of that potential. You know, part of it, too, is that they've had some injuries, like I mentioned, with the quarterback and a couple tight ends and some wide receivers that are missing. But the core of this group was the offensive line, and that's the group that's supposed to set the tone, set the pace, and they just haven't done that this year consistently for Wisconsin.
Which I don't understand. I mean,
no one does.
No one
understands,
yeah,
why this group has not met or exceed the expectations, the high expectations that were placed upon them. You ask them, they cannot give you a straight answer. That just goes to show how befuddling this has been this year for Wisconsin's offense.
I mean, the offensive line has always been a backbone for 25 years of this program, and they've got to cover Sports Illustrated and all that, and they just haven't got it done. Would it be different? I know it starts with the offensive line, but if Hornibrook was healthy, would that be Would it be different? And part two of that, is Hornibrook going to be challenged for the starter's job next year?
Would the season be different? I would say yes. I think that they win at Northwestern with Alex Hornibrook. I don't know if they win at Penn State. So you win at Northwestern, you're pretty much still in the thick of the Big Ten West race with two to go. And I think Hornibrook obviously gives them the best chance to win these final two games. So you would then win these final two games. You most likely would win the Big Ten West, but then you would go to Indianapolis and you just get killed. I mean, let's not, you know, think anything different than what the reality is that Wisconsin is nowhere near where Michigan and Ohio State are. I mean, we saw that a couple weeks ago with that loss in Ann Arbor. So, you know, Hornibrook certainly, in theory, would give him the best chance to win. We've seen him play all sorts of different levels of quarterbacking over the course of his career. As for your other question, it should be an open competition next year. And the main reason why is you have a very good young quarterback coming in, Graham Mertz, that a lot of people are excited to see. I'm excited to see him. I'm not going to anoint him as the starter without him having even set foot on this college campus yet as a student. But, you know, I watched a high school game of his the night before the Penn State game, and he throws six touchdown passes against an undefeated team in the state playoffs. All sorts of tremendous throws. I threw some highlights up on the website. I mean, he's just looks like a really polished player. And the one thing that Wisconsin's been missing for a lot of years is dynamic play at the quarterback position. They've had a lot of good game managers and some kind of average game managers. They haven't had that dynamic, game-changing quarterback. I mean, they had Russell Wilson for the year, but you probably have to go all the way back to, what, Brooks Bollinger as someone who is that big play threat on offense. I mean, John Sacco was pretty good. Scott Tolzien was pretty good. But I don't think any of those quarterbacks scared you. And no quarterback on this roster currently is a quarterback that I think scares anybody. I still think Alex Hornibrook will be the favorite to win the job, the senior who's played the most games. But, you know, you have Danny Vandenboom as a backup. You have Chase Wolf, who we haven't seen this year, who has traveled with the team as a backup. It should be an open competition. No one should just be given their job after a year where you're probably going to go 8-4, 7-5 at best during the regular season, then a bowl game, which, you know, you could lose. They could lose the rest of their games and be, you know, 6-7 this year, 7-6. I mean, it's not a banner year for this program. And when you come off this kind of year, every position's got to be open competition. No one really, other than Jonathan Taylor, has played up to a high level this season for Wisconsin.
And I wonder if Jonathan Taylor is coming back next year, or if he might go to the NFL.
He will. He'll come back. I think he has to come back, right? I mean, he's only going to be a true sophomore. Don't you have to be in college 3 years?
Is he going to be a true sophomore?
Yeah.
Next year?
True freshman last year, yep.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I mean, what, 1,977 yards last year to break Adrian Peterson's official FBS rookie rushing record. He's on pace for over 2,000 this year. I mean, he's a special player. And to do all of that with so much weight on his shoulders, he's rushed for over 100 yards in every game but one with an offensive line that's kind of been hit and miss. I mean, he's a special player. Now, if he can continue to evolve his game and be a pass catcher, a consistent pass catcher, that's probably the one thing in his game that's lacking and what NFL scouts will tell you about him, to make him that more well-rounded player, to be a threat out of the backfield, to be a three-down back. If he can do that, I mean, he has a chance to have a really nice season next year and then a really great career professionally.
Again, talking with Ben Wergel here, our Badger Insider, part of BadgersInsider.com on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. I want to switch gears real quick, Ben, just talk about the Badger basketball team. That was a big win for them the other night against Xavier on the road, a team that might be seeing in the tournament. It was very encouraging to see these guys really take control of it. I know it looked kind of ugly late in the game, but overall a solid win for them. And I'm really encouraged by the guard play and the depth that they have at guard right now. I mean, Demetri Trice has taken a step forward. He had a really good night. And I really like the support that he has with Kobe King. And it's just right now the guard play looks really good for Wisconsin.
Yeah, a healthy Brad Davison certainly is going to help this team with two healthy shoulders. And having your point guard back is so, so critical for any team. And you look at Wisconsin last year, where the season really went off the rails was in early December, right before the Marquette game, where both Kobe King and Demetrius Trice were lost for the year, where they both had those injuries that ruled them out for the rest of the season. And you had to go so young at that position, so inexperienced. And you could just tell through two games, having Demetrius Trice back and controlling the point, and not just hitting shots. I mean, he's 10 for 14 for three-point range, but his assist numbers are up. His turnover numbers are down. It's really good, solid play from that position. And that opens up the entire floor. And Ethan Happ is, you know, first-team preseason All-American, has certainly played like it, has lived up to that hype. You know, the triple-double to begin the season was really nice. But it came against Coppin State at home. Okay. Still impressive, but not like, wow. Last Tuesday, this couple days ago, was a wow performance, where you go 30, 13, and you have, what, five assists in there, too. Just absolutely manhandled, one-on-one coverage, passes the ball well. Just has been a really solid player for them. And on a night where you don't get much from a supporting cast, I mean, let's see, Happ had 30, Trice had a career-high 22, Davidson had 19. The next highest scorer was Iverson with 4. And you still win on the road. I mean, the game was a 6-point victory, I think, 5-6-point victory. I mean, it wasn't even that close for most of the second half. Wisconsin just throttled them to start, 18-4 run out of the gates after Xavier had gotten all the momentum back at the end of the first half. And Xavier had won like 41, 44 consecutive home games against non-conference opponents. That's not an easy place to play. Very good, confident building win for this team. They have a home game on Saturday against Houston Baptist. Then they go to the Bahamas for 3 games in 3 days. That win on Tuesday will give this group some confidence going down there. Well, we'll really find out about this team. There's going to be some good teams they could play down there in the Bahamas next week.
Do you think this team is going to be better than we thought, and maybe a tournament team? Because when I saw a lot of the preseason picks, it didn't seem like there was a lot of people who thought the Badgers had much of anything other than Ethan Happ this year.
I think they're, what, pick 6 by the Big Ten media, 6 or 7, somewhere yeah. in there. I thought they'd be back in the tournament. I thought that the returning cast, if stayed healthy, would be able to win a bunch of games to get them on the right side of the bubble this year. I thought Happ was going to have some help from Reavers, certainly Trice coming back, Davidson being healthy. I thought that was going to be enough to kind of push this team into the tournament. I thought the Big Ten was going to be down a little bit this year. I think it's still too early to say because so many good teams in the Big Ten a year ago lost some key personnel. Wisconsin's schedule this year in the Big Ten appears favorable with who they have to only play at home and on the road and so on and so forth. I thought they would be back in that top 4, top 5 of the Big Ten. And I think last Tuesday's win, this win against Xavier, really showed that this team has the makings of a group that could be very, very good, that could challenge for a Big Ten title and will get in the NCAA tournament. I'm not saying that they're national championship good or Final Four good or a deep tournament run good or anything like that. I just think that this team this year will prove that last year was an anomaly for this program and not a trend going forward.
Yep, I definitely feel they're going to be in the tournament this year. I mean, however they have to do it, I think they're good enough just to get in. I think this is definitely going to be a bounce-back year for this Badger basketball team. He is Ben Wargle from BadgersInsider.com. That's where you can go there, read all of his stuff, follow him on Twitter, at the Badger Nation. Ben, thank you as always, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Ben.
Take care, guys.